Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Therese Mudgeway always has so much interesting stuff to talk about. We never get through it all because she has reams and reams and reams of information, but we thought we'd get her back on the program today to talk about wedding day wedding. Now, I love weddings, but I don't think we're talking about weddings, are we?
No, it's actually wedding day marriages.
Oh, my goodness. So what's this about? What's this topic about today?
Well, most people spend, on average, about a year planning their wedding day.
Yep.
So the proposal occurs, and boy, is there a marathon from that date to the wedding day. And there's organisation, there's planning, there's structures, there's systems that people put in place, and who's going to wear what, and who's going to go where, and where it's going to be, and who's coming, and the table settings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and I've just been through this with my sister, and then you add to it, then you get your father saying to you, do you realise how much this is costing me?
Yeah, right. And not even just in money, Ben. Think about the amount of time invested.
Oh, I know, I know.
Right?
Yep.
Now, how long is a wedding day, Ben?
Oh, well, a day, that's it.
Generally a day. Some people can stretch it out to a week, but generally it's a day. Now, how many people do you know that have invested that much time and money into their marriage?
Not many.
Right. Now, how long do we intend the marriage to last?
That's a good point, actually. I don't know how my parents have lasted 40 years.
People get so invested in the wedding day for a day, yet spend very little time or money investing on the marriage. Look, one of the myths that happen on a wedding day, depending on what sort of ceremony you have, is you've got a couple standing up there saying, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, part of the I do is an unspoken agreement that I do and I will be 50% responsible for this marriage working.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that's a fair assessment?
Yep.
Yep. And then the other person says, I do. And then they go, yep, so I'll be responsible for 50%, you be responsible for 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now tell me, which 50% are you going to be responsible for?
That's a good point.
So I'm in my world of my belief systems, my experience of my parents' marriage and what they did and how they worked and my culture and my background, et cetera, et cetera. I have a world of assumptions, what my 50% is and what your 50% is.
Mm.
And then you've got your world of assumptions, what your 50% is and what my 50% is.
Yep.
50% responsible of what?
So what's your advice? What are some things that we should be looking at?
So, well, first of all, you need to be responsible for being responsible for 50%.
Yep.
And understand that that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
What if going into your relationship, you took on being 100% responsible for this relationship, this marriage working? What would that look like?
Well, you've got 200% then, if both of you are operating at the same level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So a thing that I always recommend to couples, whether they're about to get married or whether they're thinking about getting married or whether they've been married for a year or 10, is to actually spend some time sitting down with two pieces of paper. One says what works for me in our relationship. The other says what doesn't work for me in our relationship. And actually spend some time, and I'm not talking 5 minutes, I'm talking a day.
Yeah.
Really going through.
So this is a planning meeting.
You got it.
Yep.
You got it.
Yep. I tell you what, we could talk forever, but we've got to go. We're getting the wind up here.
That's all right.
Therese Mudgeway, thank you very much. Of course, you've got a great...
My pleasure.
And what's your website again? Tell us the website so if you want to jump on there, you can see what all the other stuff that you get up to.
Sure. It's theresemudgeway.com. So www.theresemudgeway.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.